there is a interesting and important minhag that is brought down by the Abu Darham. The Kaf HaHaim quotes it in Siman Taf Yud Zayin in Seif Katan Aleph, where he writes, Shabbat Kodem Rosh Chodesh Achar Kriyat Haftara Kodem Ashre Machriz Shaliach Sibur Umudiach Lehakal Be'eze Yom Yachul Rosh Chodesh O Im Yehye Yom Echad O Shene Yamim. The custom is that on the Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh, after the Sefer Torah, before they begin Ashre, actually after Haftarah, before they start Ashre, it is customary that the rabbi announces to the Kahal when Rosh Chodesh is going to fall out in the following week, whether it's going to be one day or 2 days. Now in that prayer for the announcing of Rosh Chodesh, there is a Yehidatzon where we pray for Chachmei Yisrael. לקיים לנו חכמי ישראל הם ובניהם ונשיהם ותלמידיהם. So the Kaf HaHaim quotes from the Abu Darham again, why did the Hakamim see fit to add a blessing up to the rabbis when we're announcing Rosh Chodesh? So he says, because in the olden days the Rosh Chodashim were established by the Hakamim. Like the Pasuk says, Asher Tikru Otam. The Gemara of Shana says we can read the word Atem, which means after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, it was in the job of the rabbis, based on different calculations, to establish when Rosh Chodesh indeed was. So therefore, at the time when we're establishing Rosh Chodesh, we deem it fit in order to mention the Hakamim. Our question today actually is one specific question. Is it proper to stand during the Hazkara of Rosh Chodesh or not? Well, the Kaf HaHaim writes over here in Seif Katan Zayin, from the Magen Abraham, מכל מקום נהגו לעמוד בשעת אמירת ראש חודש ביום פלוני דוגמת קידוש החודש שהיה מעומד. It's like in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, it seems that the Betin themselves might have been sitting when they gave their ruling when the Rosh Chodesh was, but the Kahal that was around, they had to announce or they had to repeat after the Betin Mekudash. And it seems those people that were standing around were standing. They were standing, obviously. So therefore, the Magen Avraham wants to say it is proper to stand. That's where Moshe Feinstein also brings in his Teshuvot in Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Siman, Kuf Mem Bet. Now I will note that in our community, meaning Yotzei Aram Sova, it doesn't seem that we have the minhag clearly to stand for the Azkara of Rosh Chodesh. We see the Kahal sits. However, there is room in the world of minhagim for those that want to stand, those communities that have accustomed to stand, now you know what it is based on. Last but not least, and again, each community should follow their minhag. Last but not least, the Kaf HaHaim does write something that most people are not aware of. And that's, he writes in Saif Katan Tet, כשהשליח סימון אומר ראש חודש פלוני, ביום פלוני, when he announces, ראש חודש, let's say, טבת is going to be on this day and that day, she writes, יאמר גם כן כל אדם עמו. Everybody should say it with the חזן. ולא כמו שנוהגים קצת, שאין אומרים בעצמם, אלא שומעים מפי השס. See, this comes to the Haida. See, it's not enough just to listen to the Chazan announcing it, but each person himself should say, Rosh Chodesh Ploni, whatever it is, Yeh Biyom, Ploni or Ploni. So that's something that we should pay attention to. So again, few minhagim, again, the minhag is to say it before Rosh Chodesh, the Shabbat, after Haftarah, before Ashre. We do mention a special blessing for the rabbis that usually establish the month. Those that stand are relying on the minhag that the Magen Abraham brings down, that used to be done in the Beit HaMikdash standing, and therefore we cannot go against those people that stand. And last but not least, it is proper for each person to announce the Rosh Chodesh itself with the Chazan and not just listen.